The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Sports.
So they just sit there and talk about sports?
Yeah, and shutdowns and coronavirus and everything else. Let's try this. It's a Tuesday on the Blitz.
Shall we begin?
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And the remote Blitz is on for Tuesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe. With me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, Jacques Braveheart. Aaron Raybould is back for the day, the Voldemort. If you want to get in, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz in the message. You'll be good to go. There's Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is blitzed, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show. You know the number for that. And it's a Tuesday, and we're trying something different here as AJ broadcasts from home and I broadcast live from the guest room.
You're
in the
looking place. Live, folks.
Yes, at the. I guess we're going to call this the Lawyer Dave Linville Surgery Bet US Racing guest room today.
Is that what you're calling it?
Yeah,
that works
yeah,
too.
Let's give it to everybody who's sticking with us, and we'll throw TGS Insurance and Carbach in there too. What's going on, Mr. Hoffman?
Sports and stuff, man. What's going on with you? How's the setup working so far?
Well, it's different. There's no question. I'm down in the only room that has carpet, so I hope it sounds better. And just kind of pacing. I mean, I don't have a desk set up, so I just have everything kind of laid out on the bed, and I'm pacing back and forth. And it kind of feels like the old days when I used to be on stage singing because I got the headset, and I almost want to break out into song. So we'll see how that goes.
I hope you do break out into song at some point. That would be entertaining for our audience, Fred.
I don't know.
This is how we reward the people who are sticking with us.
Well, we'll find some ways to reward them. There's no question, and we'll try some fun stuff this week because we're basically doing what I think is the right thing for all of us to try to stay out of there. And obviously the announcement today for the stay at home order, which really isn't all that much different than what a lot of us have been
we're
doing.
Supposed
anyway.
To have been doing.
Yeah, it's basically they're saying, hey, we're mandating that you do this as opposed to, hey, could you help us out here? So
right.
as long as they keep the liquor stores open and the breweries.
You mean the grocery stores that happen to also sell liquor? Is that what you mean by liquor stores?
Well, I guess so. Like
yeah, as long as you've got a few limes and some, club soda, like that's groceries, bro.
Hey, rhymes with specs, right?
Right.
As long as that's open, we're happy. But I hope they let the breweries and stuff like that stay open too for off sale, and if they do, then nothing's really that different except they're making sure people aren't acting like idiots.
That's pretty much it. That's the only difference, really. And we'll see. I don't know if people are going to listen to this thing or not. And it's not. I shouldn't say it's not my job to tell you to. I mean, it is kind of my job. If you can, by all means, stay in. I know all the stuff yesterday from. Like Dan Patrick saying that he's willing to die for the economy to go back to normal. Like
I'm willing for him to die for the economy to go back to normal.
Yeah, just him, though. Not like,
yeah.
Not my dad. Like, not right. Other old people. Not even you, Fred. I don't want any of the old people I actually know or care about to die. If Dan Patrick wants to do it, so be it. We've it takes one for the team, but I don't think that's exactly what they had in mind.
Oh.
The problem is, you can't just because you're willing to die doesn't mean everybody else is. And it's funny how Dan Patrick is, can I get an abortion if I was raped by a time traveling caveman? No, you shouldn't have been wearing that skirt. We're pro-life all the time. But I'm willing to die for the economy to get back to rolling, for the stock market to get back up. I'm pro-choice on that. That's okay. There's no pro-life when it comes to old people, apparently. Mr. Pro-Life himself saying, just let these old people die. They're old. They've had their chance.
man, that guy, I don't even know what to say. But, you know, we talked about this for weeks. This was going to happen with the economy. There was no way around it.
No. Nope.
If you were going to shut things down and you had to make the decision, and to me, they should have either made the decision right away so that we would have already gone through it, or, you know, you can't at this point. I don't know what you do, but I think they're doing sensible stuff. I mean, yes, if we need to go to the grocery store or whatever, go to the grocery store. But otherwise, you know, I can go out and go for a run on the path. That's all great. I mean, it's just some sacrifices that we got to make. I'm worried about a lot of people not being able to get through this financially. And, you know, that's going to be a different issue to deal with here in the coming months. But I
you know,
think right
you know
now,
when it's impossible to rebound financially? When you're dead.
Well, unless, you know, depends.
Oh, okay.
No, but that's, yeah. But, you know, hey, they had a good run. You know,
how did you feel about that? He's willing to sacrifice your generation, Fred.
Well, I'm more than willing to sacrifice him, so I think it's fair. If I could, I would put all the coronavirus in him, like all
okay.
of it. And then
just let him take it all for everyone.
Yeah, yeah, and that way the economy would be fine.
That would be good.
So, yeah.
Bathe in yeah. it. Bathe in the corona.
Crazy times we live in, my friend.
It really
crazy
is.
Times. So,
well, yeah, Aaron, how was it for you? How was your day off yesterday?
It was very weird.
What'd you do? What was so odd about it?
Of course, I got up and I was doing my usual routine, found stories, sent them off to you guys, and then sat around and listened to the station all day and took notes on different shows and then listened to our show while I made dinner, and that was about it.
It sounds extremely boring. I mean, I feel like you could be doing something better with
it. I mean,
time.
I was playing MLB The Show while I was listening to the end of John and Raheel with Dell and a little bit of Charlie and The Suspects.
Okay. Are you on MLB The Show 19 or 20?
19, but I do have a copy of 20 now.
How did you get that?
Because Courtney likes me, and I'm actually here in the office.
Was Courtney there today to give it out?
No.
Oh, this is BS.
She told me where she had hidden one for me.
I was in the office today. She could have gotten
yeah,
me given
Yeah, Courtney
me
hates you.
I know, everybody does.
I mean, she said it.
It has to be on PlayStation, though, Fred. That's all they gave us.
Ah, never mind.
Sorry, Fred.
Sigh.
She gave me that warning when I asked if I could have one.
Yeah, I think we ran into the same thing last year, that they only make that for PlayStation, which kind of sucks because it's the only baseball game that I think is any good out there.
Yeah. I think basically I'm in a situation now where I can't lose because my kids have an Xbox now. So
yeah.
I just whatever happens, happens. I'm good either way.
Yeah, I think that's the one thing from this is I'm going to rediscover my Xbox addiction at some point because I am going to run out of things to binge watch. It's just going to happen. There's no way around it.
I'm actually putting my kids on some movies that they haven't seen before that I feel like, you know, kids should probably see. Last night we watched Remember the Titans, which neither one of them had ever seen. They both enjoyed it thoroughly, and I mean I still like that movie. I enjoy watching it. It was on Disney Plus, but yeah, I mean it's been fun. I mean so far. Eventually, you're right. It's gonna all get old, and we're gonna be like, dude, this sucks. But for now, it's not too bad yet. And you know me, I don't have a big problem staying in the house. You know, this is my routine.
Well, and honestly, it really, for me, it hasn't been that different because I work so much from home as it is. I mean, I was only
right.
really going in for the show and for 2 days worth of meetings, and the rest of the time I would just work from home. So today was basically, you know, work on Sports Map, and actually did a little freelance piece for somebody, and I'm going to throw that money into what we're collecting with the short stories. And, you know, just business as usual, basically. All I had to do was go down to the station and pick up the setup so we could do it from here. And yeah, I think at some point I'll go stir crazy, but I've also kind of been evolving into where I don't like going out as much,
right?
So yeah, they're just making me stay home. I can live with that.
Yeah, there's worse things than that. Could make you stay at the office. That'd be way worse.
Well, you know what, I didn't mind that. I mean, it was almost
no. I mean, make you stay there all day. Imagine that.
Well, yeah, but
that's my normal life.
See, that's why I have a better setup than you, because I can leave when I want.
Yeah,
basically, except for 4 to 7. But It was a little. It felt a little weird saying goodbye to David Gow and Laura Beavers today, because God knows when we're going to get back in there at this rate. But
can they fire us over the phone?
Huh?
Can they fire us over the phone? I hope not.
You know what? I think they're classier than that.
Okay.
I think they would They would have somebody deliver a handwritten letter.
Oh, okay. I'm sure David will. David will just drive up here to my neck of the woods.
No. He'll hire a driver. Don't get me wrong. But you'll at least be a handwritten letter as opposed to a text or a phone call.
I always appreciate that.
Yeah, it's classy. I mean, you know, but yeah, that's the thing is, I mean, you know, we'll do this for as long as we can. And I think as long as we still have sponsors and, you know, if your business is something that can be going on right now, man, give Todd a call because he got some great discounts on advertising. And as long as we keep getting that, we'll keep doing this. And I hope we can do it for a long time. I'm settled in now. I feel like I have a great setup. I've got I almost feel like a computer hacker because I've got both computers open.
Nice.
So I can go back and forth and with the headset, kind of like a swordfish when he's bouncing from one to the other. Except I'm not as handsome.
And there's no Halle Berry coming in.
No, definitely
not.
Too bad. Which kind of sucks.
That's
so,
too bad. Well, we got there's plenty to discuss today, which is you know, that's the, like I said, we've kind of been blessed by the NFL not being I guess they're technically out of season, but they're really not off their routine other than they can't work this guy out or whatever. But for us, it's basically business as usual with the NFL.
Yeah, especially with the franchise quarterback over on Kirby. Yet another day and another cryptic message from him. So why don't we talk about that when we come back?
Yeah, I'm pretty worried about that, if I'm being honest. I don't have a good feeling.
No, as a matter of fact, I wrote my column for tomorrow about that situation, and basically the question I ask, and I'll ask you, and we can ponder it when we come back from the break. But if he wanted to leave, could you blame him?
No.
And well,
there's no pondering.
Answer.
Yeah, there's no. I said that when it happened. I don't blame him.
Yeah, and I'm just kind of curious from a fan's perspective. We'll get into that too, but we'll do that when we come back. Are we playing music? Because I can't hear.
Yes, sir.
We are. Okay. Aaron, you're going to have to tell me when the music's playing because I can hear everything but that. All right. We're going to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Because it's about to get heavy.
Set your clock and grab your jocks.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Happy Tuesday, everybody. A couple of things from Twitter before we get into this. Liquor stores are essential retail.
Yes.
As part of this. So I think we can, you know, it's going to help us all survive, let's be honest. And Lamont says, although I have no ill will with Deshaun, but if you're contemplating leaving because your boy got traded, not sure I've ever seen that happen. secondly, observing O'Brien, I'm sure we should be worried about DW4 leaving. O'Brien may off him. It's not just that trade, I think. It's a lot of the stuff that we talked about yesterday. I mean, not protecting him. And then when he finally does invest in a left tackle, he hasn't re-signed the guy yet. It's having a boring ass offense that's so predictable that it's not taking advantage of this guy's skills. And, you know, and he's been a really good soldier about it by saying, I love my coach and all that. But imagine what this guy could do with a real offensive coach, not someone who pretends to be an offensive coach.
Well, I think more than trading his boy out of town, is Bill O'Brien building a winner? And I think when you pile up all the things that have happened in the O'Brien era, it's hard to say yes. I mean, and if you're the centerpiece of this team, which Deshaun is, and you see moves like that happen, you say, man, what are we doing here? Why am I mean, What's a year four into his NFL career? Are you any further along than you were when he got here? It doesn't seem like it. It seems like you're going in reverse. And
well, yeah,
that's got to be frustrating. You know, I mean, everybody wants to win. And I mean, here's the deal with Deshaun. You can say that, well, if Deshaun wants to get paid, he'll shut up and take the money. The thing is, there's 25 teams that'll pay Deshaun, you know, the top five quarterback money. I mean, that's just, it's not like there's going to be a shortage of suitors when his time comes. So it really is kind of up to Deshaun where he wants to be. And I think the question you have to ask is this a place where you're going to be able to win long term? And if I'm Deshaun and I've seen what I've seen so far, my answer is probably not.
Well, I don't want to give up too much of tomorrow's column, but the truth is a coach is replaceable. A franchise quarterback isn't. Look how long it took them to get one here.
Right.
And I think he likes the city. I think he likes the fans, but it's, I think anybody out there who's been in an untenable work environment where you're working for somebody that you don't respect, who makes your life miserable, who keeps doing things that you look at and you say, what the hell? If you have a better opportunity, you go. I mean, you get the hell out because nobody wants to live in a work environment like that. And I kind of see a lot of that happening here. I mean, we've all had bosses that were, you know, impossible to work for. And yeah, if you just put it that way, I know the fans, and I feel bad for Texans fan, I really do, because they support this team, they put up with all this crap, and if they wind up trading Deshaun Watson because he couldn't get along with Bill O'Brien, I mean I don't think anybody would stick around after that. I really don't, even the most hardcore.
I mean, it seems like that. I don't know. If I were a Texans fan, I think I'd already have bailed on this thing, but. You know, that's why people say I'm a bad sports fan.
Well, I mean, I've bailed on Bill O'Brien. I mean, I know what he is. I know what they're going to be with him, and it's frustrating. And
well, but what I tell everybody, Fred, Bill O'Brien's still being employed by Cal McNair. I mean, it's not like this is a Texans organizational problem that goes beyond just Bill O'Brien. Because Cal McNair's standing by and doing nothing about it. At least in Philly, when Chip Kelly tried to burn that thing to the ground, ownership stepped in and was like, you know what, we got to make a change here. Nobody's doing that.
No, and you know, I'll make the same offer to Mrs. McNair that I made last week. Bring me on as a consultant.
That offer. I thought you meant the.
Stop. Oh. Bring me on as a consultant, and I'll fix this thing for you. But you know what's going to happen, and. It's the reason they keep doing this stuff is because, hey, the fans always show up. But, okay. Do you think, I mean, I think this whole plague of the friggin' 21st century happening, I can see a lot of empty seats next year. I think people are going to not renew their tickets. I think they're going to, you know, eat the money they've already spent on their PSLs, which, they get 16 years out of them.
And that's why I said it was a bad time. It was a bad time for this pandemic to happen, and it was a bad time for them to look like they're punting on things by trading DeAndre Hopkins, because if anybody right now is in any kind of financial stress, it makes that decision so much easier.
Well, and a lot of those fans are in oil and gas, and guess what's struggling right now?
Yep.
And that's where your discretionary income becomes, you know what? I don't really want to pay for this team right now. I'm just going to – and hey, I just spent a month at home. I think I can stay home and watch the games. Because I got to tell you, the TV experience at home is a hell of a lot better than watching a Texans game in person. Doesn't beat the tailgating, but
– I agree.
I'd rather watch it, yeah. So it was, why are trades not brought up to ownership before it happens? I'm sure he signed off on it. And I think there's an element of being cheap here. Because if you really didn't want to pay DeAndre more money, and so far you haven't been willing to pay your left tackle, and you haven't extended your quarterback, and they were way under the cap last year, they're way under the cap now. Have they just become a cheap ass organization? Is that all they care about now? Is how many dollars they can squeeze?
I don't know. I mean, obviously everybody's belts are tightening right now. Maybe they realize the same thing you just said, that a lot of their season ticket money comes from oil and gas.
But they were doing this last year. I mean, look how much cap room they left last year. So, and really since Cal's taken over. So, I don't know, man. It's got to be frustrating for Texans fans. And, you know, to me, I mean, he keeps giving us stuff to talk about. And I do not blame Deshaun Watson one bit for being pissed off. And, you know, I usually I'm not a fan of the let's be cryptic thing, but it's probably better than just coming out and saying, what the bleep is going on with this organization that I'm supposed to be quarterbacking?
Yeah.
All right. Sorry.
Lamont mentioning that Deshaun's a slightly built mobile quarterback, prone to injury, could get knocked out. So if they put big money in front of him now, are you risking it for the next 3 years? And I guess I'd say whatever your priority is. I mean, if you're here to max dollars, the good thing is after next year, I mean, he'd be getting franchise tag money, which is, you know, that's good money. Beyond that, yeah, I mean, I guess you are kind of you're kind of taking a risk. But when the time comes for him to make the money's going to be there. But I do get his point that, you know, he could get knocked out. But if that's your only priority is maximizing your money, then, yeah, you probably do just sign the deal and play it safe. But remember, this is the NFL. So, I mean, $150 million, it's not like that $150 million is going to all be guaranteed. So if Deshaun gets broken, I mean, they could just cut him, and there's a lot of that money that he'll never see. And if he doesn't think he has a chance to win here long term, or he doesn't like the way the franchise is moving, I wouldn't blame him one bit. And honestly, I'm more of a Deshaun Watson fan than I am a Houston Texans fan. So to me, I think it's in Deshaun's best interest to find a way out of this thing.
I agree. Fever Dream says if the Texans were being frugal, they wouldn't have paid $10 million for D. Johnson. They're just dumb. I agree with that, but they're paying for stuff that they shouldn't be. They're way overpaid Whitney Merciless. They take on the Johnson contract. They way overpay Nick Martin. They way overpay a kicker. And yet, for the big ticket guys, the true big ticket guys, they don't have him signed. You trade Hopkins because he wanted some guaranteed money. I think he's earned it. And yeah, he's got 3 years left, but you know, the guy has been, you know, one of the best in the league. He's underpaid. So all you had to do was renegotiate it, get him a little more guaranteed money. Not that he needs the guaranteed money. And I mean, it's really nobody's cutting him or trading him unless he's hurt. So there's that, but I guess the trade thing's not true, but you know, it's weird how they do it. And I don't get it. It's not smart. And it's the kind of thing that's going to add up over the next couple of years. And if you let Watson walk and Tunsil walk, that's four first-round draft picks that you let walk. And a second. Let me get the second. So, hey, guys, guess what? There's still stuff you can bet on, believe it or not. While you're stuck at home, just like I am, get online at BetUSRacing.com. They've got every track that's going right now, you can get on there and bet. Oakland Park, Santa Anita. There's a lot of tracks that are running during the week, and there's no fans there, but there's horses running in circles, and you can bet on them. And they offer daily rebates, plus a casino and a sports book. So if you want to play blackjack, get in there and do that. And you know, there's some soccer league in Bosnia that's got games coming. You can bet on that. But the ponies is where it's at with these guys. BetUSRacing.com. And it's a really cool setup. I mean, it's a very user-friendly setup to get on it, get in and do the betting. And check this out. Guys, if you're a listener to The Blitz, you qualify for an exclusive $500 welcome bonus. Just go to the BetUSRacing.com/TheBlitz. That's BetUSRacing.com/TheBlitz. All kinds of tracks that you can get on there and play. Saturday, I was all over Oakland and Santa Anita and Los Al, and I had an absolute blast doing it. Sign up today for an exclusive $500 welcome bonus. Go to BetUSRacing.com/TheBlitz.
ESPN 97.5.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz, live from various parts of Houston. And so far, so good. Although everybody says A.J.'s connection sounds better than mine. I would just point out he has a better one.
I'm on like an actual broadcasting unit.
Yeah, it's kind of amazing. I mean, I'm basically on a little tablet with a headphone. That's it, and you know, it's sounds fine to me. So as long as we can do it, this is like I said, I hope we can keep broadcasting for forever. But we all have to make adjustments.
This wouldn't be ideal long term, but. I mean, this isn't the worst thing in the world if your sound quality's a little lower.
Yeah, no, it's not. It's because we're here, and we're able to do it in a time where, hopefully people need something to take their mind off of stuff. And it's not helping that the Texans are, that Bill O'Brien is dismantling the franchise before your eyes. I mean, it's not like there's enough going on in the real world that you got to worry about that your team's getting torn apart by this idiot. So, we'll just try to have fun here. And I was a little worried because apparently the last two people to get taken care of the main shows were me and Joel. So I kind of know where I rank now. Everybody else had their setups like done.
No, Joel has yesterday. His. Joel had his too. He just couldn't figure it out.
Oh, okay. Oh, so he had his before me too. Great, great.
Yes, yeah.
So now I know where I am in the power rankings.
Well, you didn't have an iPad.
Well, no, that's true, but. I mean, I was supposed to be able to do it on my phone. And
your phone is too new, equipment, I guess, for the technology that AD has.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure that the iPad that we just spent a bunch of money on is not going to be usable for the same
Probably
reason.
Not. So, you should have bought a refurbished iPad 3 or something.
Yeah, well, that's no big deal, but it's fine, man. And it's kind of cool, actually. I mean, I just... sitting here pacing back and forth and, getting minor exercise while I'm doing the show. So it's all good.
Hey, I've got some updated odds on who's going to make the AFC playoffs.
Okay.
And I find something interesting. So just, you can probably tell me off the top of your head. Would you say that the AFC East is still the weakest of the four divisions, or is the AFC South gaining?
I would still say the AFC East, but you're right. I think the South isn't too far behind. And depending on what happens with Roethlisberger and the Steelers, if they're not any good, then the North is basically the Ravens and three
teams.
Well,
and if the Browns can improve. Yeah.
Well, yeah, but the Browns are never improving.
That's probably true. Well, where do you think 1 through 16 the Texans rank as far as their odds to make the playoffs?
I'm going to go probably based on their Super Bowl odds, probably 8 or 9.
They're 8th. And okay. By the way, there's no value in these numbers because there's eight teams with a minus number and 8 teams with a plus number, including the two. I mean, obviously the two teams, KC and Baltimore, at the top, -2,000 and -1,000, almost lock prices. Yet there's still 6 other teams with a minus number. Kansas City -2,000, Baltimore -1,000. Then there's a big drop. New England -250.
Yeah, I might be tempted to fade New England until I see what they do at quarterback.
Oh, certainly. Indianapolis and Buffalo -180. That's your next. That's your fourth favorites, co-favorites.
I like of those two. I like Buffalo's chances better than Indy's. Although somebody's got to win the damn South. So
yeah. Well, Tennessee and, -170.
I'll pass on them.
Pittsburgh -140.
Don't mind that one, depending on what they do at backup quarterback. Still, no value in that.
Houston -130.
Okay. Yeah, keep in mind, there's an extra playoff team now.
That's true. So I forgot about that.
9-7, 8-8, that's going to get somebody in.
Okay, so you tell me of these underdogs, which one presents a little value to you. I've got two of them that I see that I could circle. Denver, +150.
If they were to get a quarterback, like I don't know, I'll throw a name out there, Cam Newton.
I don't think they're going to get one, though. I think they're happy with what they've got.
Yeah, I don't know that I'm sold on Drew Lock, so I'm going to probably pass on that one. Not sold on their coach either.
L.A. Chargers.
What's the number?
Oh, I guess I should give you that. Yeah, plus 165.
I like the Chargers there. I think
that's
again,
good value because I could see them getting a quarterback.
Yeah, and I mean, even if Tyrod Taylor starts, he's not horrible. I mean,
the rest of their team is playoff quality.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And I love that they've committed to Austin Ekeler instead of Melvin Gordon.
I do, too.
Yeah, I like that team. I hate their new logos that look like something a kid would draw.
But, no, that's the Rams logo.
Oh, that's the Rams.
It looks like the Chargers logo. Yeah.
See, I still can't deal with the two LA teams, man. I still think of the Chargers as San Diego and the Rams as the Rams, and then I finally think of them as LA, and I mess up the new logos.
Jets plus 200. AFC East is down. Okay,
I know it is, but there's actually somebody else I like in that division besides them, which probably brings me to the Dolphins.
Oh, well, we'll get there. How about the Las Vegas Raiders plus 250?
Don't mind that.
That's the other team I see value in at plus 250. Yeah. That team wasn't too far off last year.
Right.
I could see Gruden screwing it up and throwing Derek Carr out of town and deciding that Marcus Mariota is somehow better than him. But as long as he doesn't do that, I think the Raiders, there's value.
Yeah, I do, although, I mean, they kind of – at one point, basically when they came here last year, they were very much in the playoff race. And they just faded over the second half of the season, and they got worse and worse, which I don't like to see.
The Jacksonville Jaguars plus 320.
Yeah, I'm not touching the Jags.
Good call.
Not with Gardner Minshew and the fact that they're giving away all their best players, no.
Fred's Miami Dolphins plus 500.
I don't mind that. That team played really well over the second half of the season. And you could do worse than Fitzy as your quarterback. And they'll draft somebody who might be really good. I like that direction they're going. I mean, if you watch that team at the beginning of the year, especially when they played the Ravens and they look like a high school team. But what you want to see with a new coach is improvement and a team getting better and better. And that's what I saw. And I think they've made some good moves. I don't mind that at the price because, again, with an extra team, you know, they squeeze out a 9-7 record, they're probably in.
That was my best bet of week one, and even I didn't see it coming like that.
No, I was with you on that too, but it was like, wow.
And finally, the Cincinnati Bengals plus 800. Joe Burrow magic?
Do you believe in Joe Burrow as the next Tom Brady?
No, I don't. Certainly, I don't.
No.
So, yeah, I thought those were in some interesting numbers. The Texans right smack in the middle of the whole thing.
Which is what they are. I mean, and that's the thing that sucks. They're going to win just enough that this idiot keeps his job. But they're never going to get to the next level. I mean, the gap between them and the Ravens and the Chiefs is the only positive sign for them is that the Patriots have gone backwards. So, you know, they're kind of in that next group. But they're so far behind the Ravens and Chiefs right now, it's not funny.
Yeah. Interesting question here. If by some cosmic force the Texans allowed the Blitz to interview O'Brien, would both of you participate in the interview, and what would be your top five questions? I would participate, certainly, as long as they told me there was no stipulations on what I could ask.
Yeah, and that. But if he's going to actually answer the questions, because if you're just going to tell me we did what was in the best interest of the team, I got no interest in that. I mean, I want real answers. I want you to explain to me how you looked at that DeAndre Hopkins trade and decided that that was the best for your team, and go over it in detail why it's the best for you and your team, not just that it was in the best interest of the team. If you'd actually answer that question, and I mean, whether I agree with his answer or not is immaterial. I just like to know because I don't know anyone who, other than Albert Breer, I guess, because I heard Crate talk about it on the way home last night, that could look at that trade and make sense of it. So I kind of want to know the process behind it and how it got there.
I think what he would try to sell is that Hopkins wasn't all in on the team. He wasn't 100% bought in, and it was a culture move.
Yeah, but would he even say that? Because you don't want to bash the guy on the way out either. mean, if that's how he wants, well, and if it's, well, he wanted more money and we didn't want to pay him, and say, well, you had the hammer. It doesn't matter. So,
right. You didn't have to pay him for 2 more years. It's not like he was going to just hold out forever.
Yeah, I'd kind of like to know why he builds an organization where he doesn't want people who challenge him. Because in every good organization, there's people who will stand up to you. And, you know, the way it should be, as a good manager, you hire people with different opinions. And in the end, you still make the decision, but you listen to everything. And I just wish he would do something like, man, I'm looking at that Chiefs offense. I got to get me some of that. Let me go hire their quarterback coach as my OC.
Yeah.
Something like that. And I'd like to know why.
Oh, I was going to say, I don't know what my top five questions would be, but I know the two that I always, and I'm not going to spend a lot of time prepping for an interview that'll never happen, but
right.
I want to know what he possibly saw in Tom Savage that made him believe that he was a better quarterback than Deshaun Watson. And I would want to know why he told fans that they were in win now mode when they traded for Tunsil, and then he let Clowney go for nothing. Like weeks later, that has never made sense to me.
Yeah, and I'd like to hear him answer that, but he never would. So, all right, we're going to take a quick break. A lot more to go. Don't go anywhere. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Let's go. I hate this.
You're listening to the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. And, you know, I'd really like to hear from that Bill O'Brien defender who worked for the team who was texting us that time. I really want to know what his
you
opinion is
You mean hear
now.
From Bill O'Brien's burner account? Yes.
Yeah. So, you know what? I'd take that. I would just to have some kind of thought process behind it. But 832 says, got laid off today. The company said my position is going to be available strictly to me once the chaos settles, telling all my friends and family that I'm not suicidal. That way, if I end up with a bullet hole, they can question my wife.
That's a good call. If they're going to say that your position's being saved exclusively for you, why don't they do the furlough thing?
Right. And I mean, that's
at least give you the option, you know?
Yeah. And unfortunately, that's going to happen. And it's not like there's going to be really good jobs out there for people to grab right now. So, you know, I don't know why companies do that. At least try the furlough thing first, because if everything's back to semi-normal in a month, it's still going to take a while to reboot this whole thing, but it's not going to be. It's not going to be that horrible. It's just, you know, we've got to get, everybody's kind of got to get back into the routine. So I would wish they just do furloughs if they tell you that, because I would be kind of worried if David Gow came to me and said, we really need to eliminate you, but we'll hire you back first chance we get. Like,
right.
Wouldn't you ask me just not to get paid first? Because, you know, that's always a possibility, but somebody says we have to sacrifice Deshaun to Ken O'Brien, so be it. No. I'm against that.
No, I am too.
I think there's
that's
one
like
guy
asking,
that needs to go.
That's like asking one old person to die for the economy.
Well, as long as it's just the right old person.
As long as it's just one, but I'm just saying asking all old people, like asking Fred to die for the economy, doesn't seem fair at this point.
Well, you know, if I were going to be the only one, if I had to take on all the coronavirus so that all this would stop, just build me a nice statue. That's all I ask.
You would never do
it. I think I would. Yeah. I mean, yeah, I'd be saving a lot of
there's booze in heaven, people. But you're not going there.
Well, if there's a hell, there's booze there, too.
I don't think so. I think it's like they keep the booze like 6 inches out of your reach in hell.
Well, I don't know. I just wrote a short story about God.
Or you have to do shots at
a poker game.
Or you have to do shots at a dude's mouths.
Well, as long as it's alcohol. I mean, okay. All right. I'll do it. Depends on the dude, you know.
Okay. Oh, it's an ugly dude. It's Milo Hamilton.
Yeah, okay, that's no fun. But you know what? I get to strangle him while I'm doing it.
I don't think so. That you're 6 inches out of reach from that, too.
No.
Yeah, this is hell, Fred. It's not fun. There's no good stuff going on. Nothing you want.
Well, I don't know. It depends on your interpretation of hell. I have a different interpretation. To me that, there's a level with your Hitlers and your Jeffrey Dahmers and your Bill O'Briens, and then there's a level of just kind of the people who like to have fun. Well, that's who I want to party with in the afterlife.
All right. That's Russian roulette, it sounds like to me, but go for it.
Yeah, well, you know, none of us know, right? We'll find out, and you know, maybe Dan Patrick will find out sooner than the rest. So he said, where'd you want your statue erected, Fred? Racetrack or liquor store? Yeah, I've always said if I die, I want my ashes spread at the 8th pole at Sam Houston. So that's where all my horses died. So, you know, that would be it, probably. If you didn't hear, by the way, no more live racing at Sam Houston. They had a Transformer blow Saturday night, had to cancel all their stakes races. So there was only 4 days of racing left, so... no more thoroughbreds, no more quarter horses, but there is betting out there. And I wonder, I haven't seen the ratings, but have you seen that Fox 1 and I think whatever the NBC extra channel is, both Friday or Saturday and Sunday did 5 hours of horse racing and, you know, basically bounced from track to track. And I'm kind of curious if that did anything ratings wise. I haven't looked it up, but, and I'm also curious just in general about, what TV ratings are like for everything right now. Because I know everybody's streaming, but our TV shows up because people are stuck.
I don't know. You know what TV's trying to do? They're trying to replay old sports games.
Yeah, that's not going to work.
That's a bad call. I mean, it doesn't seem like that's going to work. So, but I mean, they're like, oh, watch this classic tournament game. Really? I don't know that's good.
No, I mean, do I want to see the Keith Smart highlight? Sure. Do I want to watch the whole damn game? No interest.
No.
But I'm curious what people's watching habits are right now, and just how in general that's affecting things. Like, is Better Call Saul's ratings up? Which, because people are home watching.
You know, that's something I didn't think about when I cut the cord. I was in the middle of Better Call Saul. But
it's on. It's either on Netflix or Amazon.
Yeah, but I think that's like past seasons. I don't know if I'm going to be able to watch like the current season.
Oh, yeah, we haven't shut ours off yet.
I'm in trouble.
I
already
down.
Told my wife I made a mistake.
Well, we were going to sit down and find everything that we actually record, and then figure out, you know, if we're going to be able to get it elsewhere. And Better Call Saul is almost over. That's the main one. But I mean, I also watch, you know. I watch a couple of network things that it's kind of embarrassing, but I watch Chicago PD and Law and Order SVU and stuff like that. But
I might go back to you know, having cable after all this ends, like once the economy kind of goes back to normal. It just felt like a luxury at this point that I don't really need. And
yeah.
Also, like our. You know, when you sign up for a new service, you get like an introductory price, and it's like, oh, you get 12 months or 24 months, and it's this, and then they jack up the rate for you.
Yeah.
They had done that like 2 months ago, and I was like, you know what? Maybe I should just do it. And then I was like, no, I can't do it. I didn't have the balls to do it. And then a pandemic comes along. I'm like, you know what? I'm doing it. I'm just going for it. Now I kind of regret it, but I've done it. So maybe when things come back up again, I'm guessing these TV providers are going to be offering some nice deals to try to get people back on who did what I did.
Well, they're already doing stuff. Like I noticed on DirecTV, I had cut that back to a really basic package, just enough so I'd have AT&T Sportsnet and HBO, and they've added like for free. I'm getting all these Showtime channels and stuff now, so they're trying to keep me around. But the problem is that I've seen all the movies. There's nothing. And you know, I watched episode 2 of Westworld, and I'm ready to eject on it again. And it's just like, there's just not enough there right now. I don't really need it. So he said, you guys must watch Tiger King on Netflix. Absolutely ridiculous. Yeah, I talked about that yesterday. It was incredible. So, AJ already knew the story from his podcast, but he needs to get on that because it is just, it's beyond bizarre. And I think there's a bunch of stuff that maybe the podcast didn't have because it was the fact that they were sitting there recording the everything that he did for like 3 years that led up to it is just incredible. I mean, and the goofy woman, I mean, it's a well done documentary. It really is. 713-780-ESPN if you want to get in. You know, it's a little weird because, like, on the breaks, I'm debating stuff like, do I want to go add some vodka to my Gatorade? I can because it's just right upstairs. It's kind of interesting.
Very nice.
All right. Tell you what else is very nice. Getting your hair back. And, guys, guess what? Even with everything that's going on, Dr. Linville is here for you because right now they've got virtual consulting. You can get your assessment now, and once everything's done, once we're back to normal, you could jump right in and get the procedure done. And it's a cool procedure. I saw some photos of me that they took right before they did it, and I had almost gone completely bald on top. And at that point, it's like, okay, let's just shave it and be done with it. But then I talked to Dr. Linville, and he's like, no. Listen to this procedure. It's called the neograft procedure. They take hair from the back of your head, and he put it where it was gone. Basically, it's your own hair. It's not like getting hair plugs or something like that. So I didn't want to do anything like that. But this is my own hair, and it's growing out nice. And I'm going to spend the whole time while I'm on lockdown growing it out Lebowski style. But if you want to right now, you can get a consultation, 975hair.com. They can do it virtually. I mean, you just basically get on the laptop, 975hair.com. Dr. Linville will take care of you, 975hair.com.
This is Ed Too Tall Jones, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.